So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. Now that we're almost there with the big, beautiful bill, we're going to hear from the deputy at the Treasury Department. We hope to have Secretary Bessent on in the near future about what this will mean, what the projections are. Not only that, the job numbers are incredible, exceeding expectation. And I've seen from the Twitter account of the Treasury Department how much real wages, and real wages are important, are up by a substantial amount just in 5 months, okay? So we have all that going on. We got the side question. We have a great Dom's Money Melody, Henry Promises, and we'll send you off for the Rod Stewart tour, one last tour over at the Mann Center. You get in at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. So Mike Johnson speaking a little bit longer. Can we end this? People want to go home. I want that vote during this hour, and I'm sure you do too, to know that it's locked up, it's done, and then we get the big signing, I guess, tomorrow with President Trump on a very significant day. And as we go through this long turmoil, if this is the moment, I got to give credit on the Senate side. You know, not that it shouldn't take a whole lot less time to do this stuff, but it is something that they've actually accomplished if we get it sometime soon. All right, Joe LaVornia. Joe was with us before from the Treasury Department when we had breaking news around any number of stories that are going on. And the key thing I'm going to ask Joe about, and I know a lot of listeners to talk radio, Robert and Ben Salem and others talk about this. When we see dynamic scoring, meaning when you put these tax cuts in, it's not one for one versus spending and all that. These things propel the economy. Joe joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Dom, it's a pleasure to be back with the legend. I appreciate you having me again. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Joe. So, Joe, you know, we've seen a lot of centering on this, and I see Scott Jennings, who's a friend last night on CNN, was trying to make that point to Abby Phillip. And I don't think she was ideologically just doing it. They don't seem to get the dynamism of the economy, dynamic scoring, when you put these tax cuts in play. Give us a sense of how do you figure that out as a counselor, an economist?
Sure. I could even simplify this whole dynamic versus static scoring. And as you alluded to, if you have dynamic scoring, it means you get these positive feedbacks into the system so that, you know, you do something positive, it actually gives a bigger effect, which in turn self-feeds. So like you get yourself in shape, you feel better, you got more energy, you're able to do more, you get in better shape, et cetera. Kind of like that with the economy. You know, it's growing fast. You make the right investments, it grows faster, generates more revenues, generates more output, et cetera. But leaving all that dynamic versus static issues aside, which the CBO, you're correct, doesn't fully and properly account for the dynamic scoring. The big issue that I have with CBO is just their underlying a growth assumption. In other words, they're starting with the assumption, and they keep the assumption, that real GDP is going to be just 1.8% per year for the next 10 years. It'd be one thing if they were at 1.8 and then the OBBB gets into place, all the great pro-growth policies that President Trump wants, and then accelerate it from 1.8 to 2.5 to 3. That would be dynamic and that would make sense. Instead, the CBO starts with an unbelievably pessimistic sub 2% number and keeps it there for 10 years. Now, if we're going to grow one something on GDP for the next 10 years, we're going to have a deficit problem. Any country would have a deficit problem.
Mm-hmm.
If, however, we grow more in line with what we saw in the first Trump administration and more in line with what the current fundamentals suggest and what the One Big Beautiful Bill is going to deliver against the backdrop of a friendly business policies, not onerous regulations, and an AI boom, why wouldn't we grow at 3%? And if we grow at 3%, the One Big Beautiful Bill is going to generate revenues well in excess of what CBO is suggesting, even if you use static scoring.
Joe, the thing I've noticed people getting savvy to, and I blame Biden for it, but it's a silver lining, is inflation was so high that people started to realize it doesn't matter if your salary, you would always talk, is going up. It's the real wage growth, not just, you know, you're getting 1% and the inflation rate is at 5 or 8 or something like that.
Yes. When you saw, so under President Biden, I mean, the data speak for themselves. You had a 4-decade-plus high in the inflation rate. And when you have higher inflation, you have inflation like that, you collapse real wages and you collapse living standards. One of the key things that President Trump ran on was getting the inflation rate down. And the inflation rate has fallen very dramatically in its first 5 months, despite the fact people were worried about the tariffs. And what that's led to is an historic increase in real blue-collar wages, which were up almost 2% year-to-date from when the president took office. And there's no other president that has generated those kind of wage gains in the first 5 months of his administration. The only person that came close, Dom, was guess who? President Trump,
in the first term. Yes. Well, and the genius, you know, we're all sitting here saying, why didn't we say that it was out there? The no tax on tips, that's the star that's busting. They had to tag in AOC, who did, in fairness, work for tips as a bartender, to try to dismiss it. And Joe, I did a national show the last couple nights. I played Jamie Raskin 3 times, both nights, 1 hour, because what he said is, no, people would be happier if we go to soak the rich, progressive taxes, rather than giving this piddling that they keep their own money. Nobody's going to say that. That's ludicrous.
No, it is ludicrous. And when President Trump came up with this ingenious and novel idea for no tax on tips, his counterpart quickly stole the same idea, remember, on the campaign trail. But, you know, you've got the no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, reduced Social Security taxes. What those will do is that will lead to rising labor force participation. In other words, it's going to encourage people to want to work more because it gets to take home more of their hard-earned pay. Overlay that with more small business expensing and depreciation, a return of 100% expensing for CapEx, a new innovation, which is 100% expensing if you build a factory. All that capital intensity, and the capital investment that should derive from these policies the president is putting in place, that Secretary Bessent has been instrumental in getting this bill through
time.
The Congress.
Yeah.
That's going to help growth. That's going to help growth,
sure.
And we're going to grow our way out of a lot of problems that the previous administration had created.
Joe, put on your predictor hat. The vote is underway, finally. I have it, yay, Republicans, 145. 5-1 nay. Does it pass?
Down the country on its birthday is going to get a great one big beautiful bill that President Trump is going to sign. So a resounding yes.
All right. So is the champagne on chill over there at Bessent's office with you guys? And if so, what kind of champagne is going on there?
Well, it's not champagne, Dom. If anything, and I can't know, I don't know this, I'm speculating here, it would be sparkling wine.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Joe, have a great Independence Day. We'll talk again soon. Really appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Dom. Great
All right.
to talk to you.
There is a special counsel to Secretary Bessent, who we hope to have on in coming weeks. All right. So we're at 160. See if you can figure out, Henry, who the nay is. I don't know. I'm trying to find myself here. Let me know. Is it Massey? Would he have voted nay that quickly? Not sure. 165-1. Remember, the magic number is 4. 4. If you keep it at 3, then we have a bill for July 4th. All right. So you're witnessing history right here. We're all in it together. Looks like the vote's gone fairly quickly. We'll have Dom's Money Melody, but I want to see if we have it over the top. We're approaching close to the magic number here. It might be Massey. I don't think it's Brian at this point. If it is, Brian Fitzpatrick, please, you got to get out of this. So far, there are 50 Republicans who have not voted and 30 Democrats who have not, but they're locked up. It's 183-0 on the Democrats, 184-0. On the Democrat side. No, I'm sorry, 183 and then one nay, the Republican. Okay. We're at 170. We're reaching that magic number here pretty rapidly, and there's only about 11 minutes remaining that we'll have this. So, all right, let's do this, and I think we do it quickly here. Henry, give me what we have today for the tickets.
Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
A pair of tickets to see Rod Stewart. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Dom. So today we're asking for that all-time sports movie scene in particular.
Okay.
I don't know why this one came to me. It just kind of did. So there is a sports movie, a racing movie, that is directed by a local movie director. Grew up in this area. Has made many, many comedy films over the years. I'm going to play a song, a cover of Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones in French. I want to know the movie in which this song is played, all right?
Okay.
And this is at a scene where the French antagonist to the American protagonist overtakes him in this sport. So I want to know who or what this movie is.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. All right, not bad. Not a bad cover. Hit us with that, and you're off to see Rod Stewart. We are at 182-1. We are approaching the magic number. 37 votes holding back, 35 now. When we come back, I think we're going to have a big new bill. A big, beautiful bill. I'm sorry. I don't know about the new. 855-839-1210. Let's get a winner. Jump in quickly, and we'll send you off to see Ryan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good story.
It's the Money Melody.
All right, we're all in this together. It is 200 to 1. We're approaching the magic number. 19 Republican votes have not voted yet. Here's the clue. Sports film. And Henry, we're looking for the sports film.
We are looking for the sports film in which this song is featured.
All right, let's try Chris in the Northeast, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, welcome in. What's the film?
Talladega Nights.
All right. I wouldn't have got that in a million years. Enjoy, Chris. You're going off to see Rod Stewart. You know, the thing that that gives you a sense of, Henry, and I did the Charlotte Speedway while I was driven there, is the banking. I mean, I don't know if Talladega is the one that's the highest, four stories high.
Yeah, it's
crazy. We're on the fourth floor in our building. So the banking is that high. Wow.
Yeah, no, I don't know how they...
They told me it helps them. I don't see how that... Now, you know, there's banking on the Schuylkill Expressway around Girard or whatever. I feel it a little bit there, but it's...
Not like that.
It's minor.
That's a grade you'd feel immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but four stories high. All right, we are at 204 to 1, 15 votes left. Who are those 14? Come on. Is Massey the one? 13. 206 to 1 nay. Democrats got their 208 with only four left. And they're not going to vote. Yay, my God. They only have, I think it's about 3.5-4 minutes, if you want to vote, remaining. So they're holding it right to the last second. I can't see if Brian Fitzpatrick is standing on top of his desk. Does he have a mask on? Is he ready to scream anything to jump into the ring? We're down to 11 votes who have not voted on the Republican side. Two have not voted on the Democrat side. So we're getting very, very close. Democrats still a couple, 3.5 minutes left here. And we're going to share this together. I think it is the big, beautiful bill is going to pass. Will anybody else jump in? And is it just Massey here is a nay? And I would just ask Brian Fitzpatrick, if you voted for the big, beautiful bill, why did you hold up the world yesterday then on the procedural vote on this? Just to try to extort more money? That's what it is for Ukraine. We're tired of that. That's the reason. That's what he was going after. He doesn't like that we're still not fully, in his views, funding Ukraine. Oh, my goodness. Vote already. Democrats still have two votes left. What are they doing? And Republicans have 11 votes who have not voted with just about 2.5 minutes now to go. I hope they do it down to the second. If you want to keep us in suspense and you're a second over, your vote doesn't count. How do you like that? Vote your conscience here. Vote where we're going. Democrats almost at their magic number of 212, which would be lockstep, meaning 212 of them said no, every single one of them. And I think that's how it will end up here. But I think by this point, we would have seen more nay votes. Why they're holding back their vote, not pressing the buzzer here, a little bit unclear. Are they hoping somebody's going to throw some dollar bills over there? 210 to 1 is where we stand. Okay, we got a special guest coming up in a little bit, too. Reverend that I've interviewed before, and I'm amazed at the progress they're making with school choice, options for kids. Remember, that's in this bill for $5 billion. And it could happen in areas like Philadelphia. It could really be revolutionary. Or at least a start toward that. tax on tips. You just heard from Bessent's office. You heard some of the big things that are in here. Of course, I'd like to be in the White House with Trump right now. And I know he's screaming at the screen at Massey. You're going to be primary, buddy. Who is that one nay vote? Will they switch before we're at 1 minute, Henry, counting down? 1 minute left here, and you don't get any timeouts. Two nays now. Here
Uh-oh.
We go.
Uh-oh.
Two nays. All right, we got to know before the end of the show who the nays end up being. Now, they could switch back. Only five left not voting here. Ralph Norman, that gas bag from South Carolina. I've interviewed him. Alleged conservative. He might be it. And they think it could be Fitzpatrick. Yep, Brian Fitzpatrick, that they believe is the vote. If he votes on this after all this, then I'm going to invite him on, Henry. You can send it to his office immediately. Tell him I'm on July 4th. If he's working, that'll be a tune-in factor. A whole hour we can do on Ukraine. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, why have three still not voted and one on the Democrat side? All right, two have not voted. We're at the magic number now. If one more votes and it's not a nay, then the bill has passed. I don't understand the holdup, how these guys work. Hey, the time is up. Or is that the final vote? Two of them didn't vote then. They went all the way to Washington and didn't vote. All right, it's 216-2. Is somebody going to call it? Oh, I see. That's not the majority here. Is it 217 that's needed? And they're holding back the vote on this. My God, you know what? These people have no sense of the torture and the nonsense. Cast your vote. Okay. But they do believe it's Ralph Norman, the guy from South Carolina, who pulls stuff like this. And I think the speculation is that it is Brian Fitzpatrick. We'll stay here until we get clarity on it. We'll get a winner today, too. Get your name into the hat. Tomorrow, we pull it for a $50 gift card. You can call in tomorrow. I'll be here. We got a special side question. A $50 gift card for ability to go off to gallows, okay? Goodness. Henry, you see anything that I don't see here? About Brian Fitzpatrick and Norman. They're the two that Fox is speculating on. This is the motion to concur with what the Senate came up with. They treat the Senate as an amendment, their package. Do we concur with it? And if we do, that means we have the big, beautiful bill. Now, why in the world you get to vote when there's no time remaining? Don't these people have any logic in the type of stuff that they do here? All right, let's take the brief break now, then we'll sort it out before the Reverend, who I know is following this too. He's got a big stake in it. 855-839-1210.
I'm seeing the, before we go here.
Yes.
I'm seeing the no's are Brian Fitzpatrick and Thomas Massie.
My God. All right, you can invite him. I mean, Tom, I'm on July 4th. You want to redeem yourself? Yeah. Tell him to come on before the end of the show. That's even better. We can all hear it. Yeah, we have his office. We have his guy. All right, thanks for that, Henry. So is Rich in today? I'll send a message to him. You got to scorch Brian Fitzpatrick, the first part, whoever the host is.
I
may have to call in. All right, 855-839-1210. We do believe it's Brian Fitzpatrick. Henry's got that. And Ralph Norman. More before the end of the show.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, by any account that we have, thanks, that music's perfect for this. We do have, well, Fox saying what I'm reading here, too, appears to have the votes to pass Trump's bill. Why? The deadline is not over. There's still one Republican vote remaining, but that would not be enough to stop it. And the Democrats can only get to 215, so it's 217 at least, to 215. I believe we have the big, beautiful bill. But maybe the headline here locally, God, we believe it's Ralph Norman, for whatever reason that guy has, from South Carolina. Or do we believe it's Massey? I've seen both. That's kind of immaterial, but everybody seems to be pointing toward Brian Fitzpatrick, who jumped into the ring here, we think. And if it's not, we'll know pretty soon. All right? So we'll see how that plays out. But for now, as maddening as it is, I think this is put to bed. And we think they're getting ready tomorrow during my show, of course. It won't do it after 3 o'clock. It's going to be before that, Henry, tomorrow. I don't know if we'll be invited to have the big signing here. All right? They ought to call in from the White House as it's happening. We'll
see if pen strokes over speakerphone.
Yeah. the auto pen will be here in Philadelphia. All right. Let's bring in somebody, though, with a big stake in this. I've interviewed him, and I wanted to get him on anyhow after that interview. He was great. He's from Harrisburg, Pastor Joshua C. Robertson. And he and other black ministers, pastors, have formed this consortium around the issue of choice versus how difficult the Harrisburg schools are, the Philadelphia schools. And we've been telling you all along in here was something very substantial for something that truly is revolutionary, and that is school choice. Money, $5 billion, I believe. Let's go to the pastor. Hey, Pastor, great to talk with you again. How are you feeling at this moment hearing the news?
Likewise, very good to talk to you as well. I'm humbled by the request and glad to just be a part of this fight. I am optimistic and hopeful. I look at it as there is potential there as it relates to education. I don't think I know enough about the bill comprehensively to be excited about it in its totality, but I am optimistic about the approach. Overall, I think that the more resources are in the hands of the American people and the less government bureaucracy we have to sift through, the better. So I'm encouraged and I'm optimistic.
Yeah, and again, this is what you're about and what you're delivering, and I have to tell you it was riveting talking with you for the podcast that I do. Reverend, I'll give you an idea, though. The friend of, I don't know if you know Guy Shiraki. He was in government in the state. He's a big pundit.
Yeah.
Column. You do know Guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Guy's got a column coming out on Monday he just sent me that the other side on this issue to kind of thwart choice never rests. Apparently, the Johnstown School District is offering $2,000 to parents to abandon cyber charter schools and to come back to the school. So, you know, giving an incentive like that, these are the people often who are against the movement you have and that I support, yet they're incentivizing paying people money flat out to go back to the public school that they chose not to go to in order to weaken the cyber charters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's abysmal. I think that it is. I think, you know, it's sad because I think those people who went to school for education to better the lives of youth and to propel the next generation forward didn't go into it with these type of intentions. And without knowing the full story, what I can say in part is that, you know, anytime you're fighting for a system, you know you're going down the wrong way. We should be fighting for students. I think it's the children that we should be fighting for. And I think if parents have made their decision to go to another school, parents don't do that because their kids are thriving or because their kids are knocking it out of the park or because their kids are safe. They don't take their kids from schools when those things are happening. They take their kids from schools when their kids are not feeling safe and when their kids mm-hmm. are bullied and when their kids are introduced to ideologies that don't are not consistent with one's personal values. And so, you know, to me, I think that it is a shame if any school district is trying to, you know, wave money in the face of people who are already hurting as a means to get them back into a system that is not, you know, situated or prepared to help them to thrive.
And,
I
was going to say, I really like your approach. You certainly don't blame teachers or put ill motives toward whatever. And I like the way that you put it. When you're fighting just to keep an institution that may not be needing the needs, at least by the judgment of me, maybe you in some instances, and parents, that's what really counts, versus mm-hmm. fighting to give people options that wealthier people have, you have to ask yourself, why? Why are you continuing to do that? You should be fighting to give these people, and that's what this bill does, Reverend, in broad terms. Choice is one part of it, like the no tax on tips and whatever. It is fighting mm-hmm. in the main, I believe, to give people more ability and more choices here. Now, exactly in Harrisburg, what's your model? What is it that you do in your settings?
Absolutely. So our kids leverage cyber school education because none of the kids who come to us are happy with their local schools. None of the kids who come to us are succeeding academically or feel safe in their schools. So they come to us. Parents come to the Rock City Learning Center with tears running down their face, hoping that we can be a form of relief. And, you know, it's not so much that they are excited about a cyber school education, but it is the only other free option for, you know, parents who can't afford to take their children out of the local public school. So, you know, I'm there to see those crying faces when they are registering or when we have to tell them that they have to wait on a waiting list and there's nothing we can do right now. But I'm also privy to see them 3 or 4 months later with their child doing well in school, with their child loving to go to school, with their child enjoying their cyber school education, with the support of a local church, such as the Rock City Learning Center. So I've watched this happen. We have 5 locations now, 2 locations in Harrisburg, 2 locations in York, Pennsylvania, and 1 location in Philadelphia. And, you know, the data doesn't lie. We have better attendance. We have academic success. This past year, we started measuring the kids and how they do with reading and their reading outcomes. At the beginning of the year, we had two students at grade level in reading. And at the end of the year, we had 14 out of 40 students at grade level in reading. And so our local counterparts are not getting that type of work done. And if parents are making the decision to take their children out of these schools, I think it is abysmal that we would fight against parents. I think we call it the wrong thing. It shouldn't be school choice. It should be parent choice.
Yeah,
and we should
exactly.
give parents choices.
Exactly. Look, I commend you. I am really enthused of what you and your group are doing. Is there a website or where do people go to learn more about what you're doing?
Absolutely. BPUE.org. It represents Black Pastors United for Education, BPU.org. And we are open to more than just Black pastors. We are open to, you know, any and every
pastor and clergy persons in churches that are interested in impacting the lives of our children. I think we are better together.
Absolutely. Pastor, honor to have you on today. To be continued. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. It's an honor to be on. Thank you.
Pastor Joshua C. Robertson and Guy Shiraki, Henry, remember, we're going to get him on a Monday. You can be in charge of that. It's breaking a story that the, as we said here, the Johnstown School District guy texted me, is giving you $2,000 to go back to the school district. These are the people always saying we're robbing public funds. It's all an attempt to try to knock out the cyber charter schools. You know, I'm not an expert in cyber charter schools and all, but it's a parental choice and they do get results. The big headline, though, we were talking about with the pastor, school choice is in here. The bill has passed. I was engaged with that, Henry. I'm still looking here. Do we know who the two were now definitively you voted against it? We're trying to determine that. And I think one may not have voted. Whoever didn't vote on this ought to be kicked out of office in either party. If you can't vote on this, A, meaning getting there to Washington to do it, unless you're dead, you have to vote. And if you choose to be a non-vote on it, that's even worse than those that voted against it. I'm looking at the picture. I don't see Brian Fitzpatrick in the picture. Could that be a sign he didn't vote for it and he's in some back room somewhere? And will President Trump call out the people that didn't vote for it, or is he just happy on this? The big signing will be tomorrow. All right, I'll let you know if we see who those two. They didn't get to the four. Is Massey one? And if Massey voted for it, that would be kind of interesting. 855-839-1210. You get on board. I can't promise if Brian will come on tomorrow, but if he's willing to. Well, I won't be here. I'll be in the Dom Dome. Home court advantage. You know, the Dom Dome, we've never had a guest in studio there that I remember. That would be, can you hear furniture overturned? Ro once did bring in a hot towel for me. I like the hot towel with one of those, tong things.
Yeah.
And put it around me in a spray of that sea breeze.
Oh, my God.
It was refreshing right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Wow, you're living large.
You don't
there.
Like that?
No,
you
I like, love that.
Oh, the hot towel. Yeah, those barbershops that give you the hot towel.
I wouldn't want to do a show after that, though.
I'd like to do a show with a hot towel on the whole show and a massage going on. Can't we get something in here? It would enhance it. All right. Hit us with that all-time sports film and hit us with the moment, the language. We'll get a winner. Put your name into the hat. The bill is passed. If you have a reaction, we'd love to know. And particularly if Fitzpatrick was one of the no votes. In this, that will be interesting. There were four or five at one point yesterday. What got them to come around? Well, Trump was signing merchandise. One guy said, oh, my God, what kind of thing was he signing that you wanted the merch to win in this? All right. I don't know. He had the Trump sneakers. I don't know if he signed those. All right. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, Henry, thank you for sending. We need the news sound. Oh, no, this is from Guy Shiraki. All right, boy, Guy will be with us on Monday on this breaking story. It's from the clerk, the final results, but some reason I cannot pull it up. Guy, why don't you just tell me?
He loves the suspense.
Yeah, Guy, come on. Just tell me what it is here. For some reason, this is not, this link is just not, I just want to know the magic. Is it Brian or not? So, Henry, it's clerkhouse.gov 2025 roll.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, let me know. We'll take a call, then we'll see if we can determine who the two people were. Let's go to Bill in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon there, Dom and Henry. Good to talk to you today. And as you know, I'm a strong Brian Kevin Fitzpatrick supporter. And I'm okay with how he votes today, whether it goes either way.
Well, wait a minute. How could you be okay with this voting, Bill, on Ukraine? That's his motivation.
Well, I mean, we got to do something with Ukraine. That's a whole different issue. I'm just trying generally. I'm talking about the bill. The thing is that there's a reason why he voted as he voted. And I don't know how he voted yesterday.
I just told we're looking at the clerk, and Fitz is a no. He voted no.
Well, then maybe there's a reason he voted no.
Well, what possible? Wait a minute. He voted. Oh, yeah. But Bill, wait a minute. He voted.
Sometimes there's a political strategy to it.
Okay, wait a minute. He voted on the House side when that bill, he voted for it. I have not heard him in any place, anywhere. It's pretty clear to me this is about funding for Ukraine.
Well, I believe that he's been our congressman since 2017, mm-hmm. last 8 years. Okay. He's politically savvy. He knows what. You know, the speaker knew he had the votes. So maybe the speaker gave him a pass. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I just see it. How do we not see this as a betrayal? You're a supporter. Tell me.
Well, you know, I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, Bucks County is complicated. It's a toss-up county in a swing state, and it's probably the only one of five surrounding Philadelphia, including the city. So we got to win elections here, period. And
well, but all right, Bill, you got to tell me, listeners are already on edge with him, you know what I mean? And why should they support this when a guy can't support something that's this critical?
We got to support Fitzpatrick, because if he gets primaried next spring, the primary opponent wins, it's an open seat, and Bob Harvey might slip in. We can't let that happen.
Well, how do we know the person that primaries him, though, would not be able to beat Harvey? I mean, Mark Kalk, as much as I like
his... I've been in this county for a long, long time, Dom.
Yeah.
I can tell you. All right?
Well, Mark Kalk would not win, so that's out. But I'm telling you, there's going to be a primary. I hate to see it. We've got to keep that seat. All right, Bill, what's your sports film? What's the moment?
Oh, my sports film. This is an oldie but a goodie. And it goes back, and it featured Marlon Brando, if you remember him.
Right.
And he's speaking with his brother about in a boxing match. He took a dive, and he took it for money.
Yeah.
And one of his things he said to his brother, he says he's sorry that he did what he did. He could have been a contender.
It was you, Charlie. It was you. What do I tell them, kid? I tell them I couldn't find you. All right, Henry, we can clarify that. So a guy, if you could text...
Looking at it in front of me. It looks like Massey changed his vote. It looks like the only nay was Fitzpatrick.
Oh, wait a minute. That's just getting even worse.
Yeah.
So in the end, Massey went back and changed
the vote.
The
yeas were 219.
You're right.
The nays were 213, with one being a Republican.
Yeah. So we believe it's Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, because he's...
Guy, just the, tell me if you, that's...
If yeah. you look at the document, like all the yeah. Republican names are yeah. just regular print,
right.
And then the Democrats are italics, and there's only one print with all the italics. That's
okay.
Fitzpatrick's name.
I see what you're... Thank you for... You know, clarifying that. So it appears that even Massey then, in the end, we believe pulled away on this, and it's just Brian. Do you want to hear him on the show, or have you had it so much you couldn't even take that? All right, we'll ask him. My vote would be to say, all right, let's sit here for a few minutes and hear, and I think it's Ukraine funding. You heard, Bill. That's unacceptable. It really is here. It's not the speaker to give him. Does that represent the view of Bucks County? That what is it that's lacking in the bill? He voted for it at the House level. What was in it at the Senate level, we'd like to know, that made him vote against it? I don't know what that is. I think he's upset over the Ukraine funding. I don't know if that's in the bill in any way, shape, or form. Come on. I just don't see this as acceptable. All right, let's go to Tom in Rosemont on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dom. Happy Independence Week. You said a sports movie, so it can't be soccer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to...
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Bad News Bears, the original. The scene is in the dugout where the team says they've disbanded, and the coach throws things at them, tells the catcher, get his fat body behind the plate with the gear on, and the rest of you pansy quitters, get on the field. We need to practice. And this is so accurate because I was in playing Little League in the 70s. I had Normandy storming coaches who smoked and cursed their whole time through the game.
Yeah, we were a much better country and sport then, I think.
Yep, you couldn't make that movie now, even though they made a horrible remake of it.
Even in the pro leagues, they would sit on the bench smoking cigarettes. Doug Moe, I think, was
Jim
the last
Leland.
Of the Sixers. Yeah, can you imagine, guys? And then they went nuts when Angel Cabrera winning the U.S. Open was smoking for his nerves. Oh, my God, what is the PGA going to do? Arnold Palmer was so cool. Flicking the cigarette before the
bump
was a whole big thing. Yeah. All right, the Earl of Tacony. Earl, what do you have today?
Okay, I'm going to preface this by saying that poker is a sport. It's on all the sports stations.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Kid.
Right.
The whole movie builds up to the kid going against the old man. He's the best of the best. And they're down to their final hand. And the kid's looking at the man's hand, and he's got a 332 billion to one chance that he's going to win. The odds are in his favor. Right. He knows he's going to win. And the old man goes and flips the straight flush and beats him. And he says, I guess that's what it comes down to, making the wrong move at the right time. Kind of like life. You're a good kid, but as long as I'm around, you'll always be second best.
Mm. Good stuff for, of course, Minnesota Fats with Paul Newman, Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie, you should shoot a great game of pool. So do you, fat man. So do you. All right, Sean, who did you like? You were taking all the calls here.
Yeah, my favorite one was actually Maureen from Wynwood. She actually had the one, A League of Your Own, No Crying in Baseball. I really like that one.
And Henry?
Yeah, I second that pick. I like David Somerset's answer of looking in Secretariat's eyes before every race. I like that answer. I also liked Chef Dave's answer of Slapshot. The toys and everything, the Hanson brothers, that always cracked me up.
I like both Dave and Slapshot too, but I like Dave the most, the Secretariat thing, and it was the call.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, his name goes into the hat. We'll name the winners. We have four tomorrow, and we'll get a fifth. We'll be on. And at the end of that, at the end of the show, be listening tomorrow. We'll have the winner for the week and a $50 gift card to the Great Gallows up there on the Boulevard. All right, boy, what a day. And could it really be in the end? And thanks, Guy. Thanks, Henry, for tracking this down. That Brian Fitzpatrick is the only Republican. What, a principal that voted against this? If he's willing to come on, be ready. Don't drive off the road. Well, he's got to win in Bucks County. Oh, man. Bob Harvey. The choices we have to make with these Republicans. Brian Fitzpatrick, Bob Harvey. Oh, my God. Oh, is there anybody out there that's a real conservative in Bucks County that can do anything? We'll see. And I'll be here tomorrow to take you through Independence Day. Thanks to Henry. Great producing today. Sean, thank you, too. Please follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. 4 hours next of the Rich Scioli Show to take you home. And I'm sure we'll hear a lot about this big vote. See you tomorrow. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.